Hello, beloved Denise. This is Kathleen.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you very much for being our heart friend interviewee today. We're happy to get to know more about you. You live way out there in New York.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I'll put myself on mute and we'll listen to your story.
Okay. Well, I was born in Trinidad, West Indies, in 1954. I am the third of six children, and at the age of 2 months old, my father got a scholarship to go to England to study architectural engineering. So he left when I was 2 months old, and my mom left after a month after when I was 3 months old. And they came back a year later, and at the age of four, my father started drinking. And it sort of put our family into a difficult situation. I remember one afternoon my mother was sitting in the gallery, which is a porch in Trinidad, we call it a gallery, with the six children around her and crying and wondering what to do because she had no money to feed all these children. And a woman walked walking down the lane, asked her, why are you crying? And she told her the woman the story. And the woman offered to take some of the children off of her too, so she can deal with it better. And my mother looked at each and every one of us, and she just thought of us as gems. And she said she couldn't part with any one of us. And eventually, we kept having this situation until I was about 12 years old. And then my father stopped drinking. And eventually he was offered a job in New York through his sister who was in New York. And after that, he left to go to New York. And my mom found Unity Church to help her to deal with the situation. And I think about the age of 12, my family went to the beach in Trinidad. And it was a beach that was high up on a hill, and you had to walk down to the water. There was a dirt road and a dirt and grass road. And I, in my innocence, saw this man, this tall man with long hair, long blonde hair and a robe. It looked like Jesus to me. I believe it was him. And telepathically, I asked him, what are you doing? And he said to me, I'm sweeping the path for you. And with the situation that I've had to deal with my family, I was always alone. I kept myself to myself and within myself. I withdrew and sort of lived within my own heart just to deal with the situation. And, because it seemed like there was no one to turn to. So I just went within to deal and cope with things. And I was like that throughout my whole childhood, and my mom sent me from school to school to school to find out, because she thought something was wrong with me. She thought it was the school, but it was actually me. And I just wasn't paying attention to anything outside of myself. I just always lived within myself, which was a good thing because I found a lot of peace and solace within, And eventually we moved to New York, and I was 15 at the time. And I finished high school, and I went to college. I'm still looking for answers because I was trying to figure out this life and all this, the reason for these issues that we were all having. And I went to college, and when I took all the classes and all the courses I took in college, was connected, as far as I'm concerned. I saw the connection between the philosophy and the psychology and the theology and the math and the science and everything. Subject that I took, I saw connections to them. I saw everything as whole and one. And I wrote papers to that effect to my professors, psychology and philosophy professors. And they commended me for thinking out of the box, but they still gave me a D because I didn't address their assignment. I didn't deal with the assignment. I just went on my own and wrote things that I wanted to write. But so I dropped out of college because it didn't seem that they had answers for me. So I continued to search within myself, and I read some of my mother's Unity books and all that. And then eventually, when I came back from college, my mom had all these pictures of the masters on her walls, Moria, Saint Germain, Jesus, the chart of the I Am Presence. But the one that she had did not have the middle figure. because she got it from the I Am movement. And she had a chart in my room, and, you know, I just was living my life. And one day when I was like 24, I asked my mother, what is this? You know, what is this all about? I was staring at it all the time. And I asked her, what is this? And she said, asked me, what does it look like to you? And to me, because it was two figures, I just, in my own way of thinking, I just thought it's a male and female. So anyway, eventually Summit Lighthouse, Summit University, was giving a class on the cosmic clock at the Unity Church where we attended in Flushing. And she told me about the class, and, you know, she said, why don't you come along? So I went. And as when I went and I took the class, it was just made so much sense. I just clicked with it. It just made so much sense to me that I went home and I was doing everybody's chart, everybody's cosmic clock chart. And then that was like in the summer, I believe. And then in the fall, myself and my sister went up to SU. My sister went to Zach Hills Water, and I stayed on in California, and I went to my first quarter in January of 79. And then I stayed out at Camelot for about a year and a half, and then I came back out to New York and lived my life, you know, and was going to the New York Teaching Center now and then. Sometimes I would go, and then I would, you know, go live my life and then go back again when I needed. And then eventually, after a while, I guess I got to be about 30 years old, and things happened to me, and I went back to the center. And then eventually I heard that Mother had passed away, and I called the Summit Lighthouse and asked them, no, so what's going to happen now? And they said, well, since there's so much already, we have a lot of teachings, there's not going to be any messengers. So I didn't really sit right with me, because the world was in still such a mess, and I don't see how the masses would leave us high and dry like that. So it didn't sit right with me, but I accepted what she said. And then eventually I lived my, you know, I kept living my life. And then in 2013, I still wanted to find something. I was looking on the internet for images of the summer solstice, and I found the image with the Buddha in the garden, and it said on it, Ascended Masters, at Heart Center, and David Lewis. And I'm like, oh, okay, this piqued my interest. And so I called the number for the New York connection, and I got Wallace Tullock. And we got together, and we, you know, we met and did some decrees together. And, you know, we were meeting on a regular basis. And then he said that David Lewis was coming to New York. I was in 2015. And I was still a little skeptical, because I was like, they said there was not going to be any messengers. So I said, well, okay, you know, let me see. And then when I met David, and I went to the seminar in 2015, and I met David, I just immediately felt like, yes, this is it. This is, you know, this is real. I got the same feeling I got when I went to Camelot the first time. And I felt like, you know, this is an organization and the people who spoke my language, who spoke to me all the things that I was feeling in my heart was being verbalized, you know, by this organization. And this is where I found my answers, because nobody else seemed to have answers, but this organization, this masters, had the answers. My first dictation was Cyclopaedia, and it spoke to me in my heart. And they were playing the bhajans that my mom used to play, and I just felt that this was the place for me. And when I met David in 2015, I had the same feeling, that this is right, this is the place for me. And when the dictations came through, I just knew that I was home again. And then a year after that, I went to Montana to the Summer Solstice Conference in Montana. And once again, I felt like I was home, that I felt so welcomed, so loved, and so comfortable environment, that this was the place I belong. These are my people. This is my family. And so Mother gave a semi-dictation darshan through David, and it made me cry. It, like, you know, I got this feeling that, you know, how you feel when you haven't seen someone that you love for a very long time, and you finally see them again, or you know, in their presence again. It just made me cry. And then she was talking about arranging the chairs and all that in the sanctuary. And I said, well, this is mother. She's just doing her mother thing, you know. And then I got initiated into the Knights and Ladies of the Round Table. And I got initiated into it through El Moria. And when I looked at El Moria's eyes that time, there was a different look, because when my mom, with the pictures that my mom had in my home, Moria's eyes were very piercing and very stern and very, you know. But this time, when I looked at Moria's eyes, I just felt so much love, so much tenderness, so much softness, the deepest love I have ever felt anywhere from any time, from any being at all. And I know that this is where I belong. This is the teaching that speaks to me. And along the way in my life, I wrote a book called The Cycles of Integrity, because something happened to me in 2003 that sort of was a kind of a devastation to me, and it made me go searching for answers further. And I reverted to the cosmic clock cycles, and something was not adding up. So I went, and I used to read astrology books and study astrology. So I went back and I tried to figure out the rising sign of this person who was I was involved in, to find answers. And I was able to chart the events with the cosmic clock and also integrate the ascending signs and the houses and everything with it in the chart. And from that, I traced my whole entire life from conception and everything that has happened to me from the 2 months when my father left, 3 months when my mother left, my age 4 when my father started drinking, all the relationships I've had, and all my marriage, and when my children was born. Everything in my life I charted on the cosmic clock and integrated the rising signs with that. And it was so accurate. Everything was so accurate. Everybody's, the line that they were on and their astrology sign and everything lined up. So I wrote the book with these findings. And I know that this cosmic clock is so accurate and so right on, you know. And I think my addition to it was to add the rising signs and the houses and the planets within the houses. And also, because I've had such a issue with my family and an issue with being a single mom, because I eventually got divorced and raised my children on my own, because I had such an issue with the family issue, I, as I always do, go within myself to find out why, what is this problem, what is this issue, and being a single mom and having the experience of family issues, I know that this family is so important. And in order for us to have a strong family situation, it is important for each one of us to become our own Christ self, to find out who we are, to be one with our Aunt Mary and presence, to fulfill our divine plan, because each and every one of us has an individualized aspect of God to manifest. And if we all find our own balance within, our own Alpha and Omega balance within, we will automatically attract a person with that same balance and will eventually have children who will we will also help to be the individual and manifest their own Christ self. And so now I have written recently a book called Lemonade and Pearls, because of the pearls of wisdom that I have gained from all of the sand that life has given and thrown in my oyster shell, and from all the lemons that I've had to deal with making lemonade and, you know, making, getting wisdom out of all of the trials and tribulations that I've had, I wrote this other book that is coming out pretty soon. When I get my income tax return, I will go ahead and publish it. It's already ready to publish. And I also wrote a book for the children, because it is important that mothers and fathers know the cycles of their children from conception to about 33 is the ideal. But from the foundation of from age 0 to 12 is very important, because at the age of 12, we know that puberty sets in and all kinds of crazy, you know, things happen with the children when and their karma descends at that age. So it is very important that parents know what their children are dealing with on a monthly and a yearly basis, so that they can help them to master the positive qualities that each cycle comes with. And so they know when it's coming and what they are dealing with and how to help them master it, so that they can have a strong, sturdy platform upon which to stand when their puberty sets in and when their hormones start coming into play and, you know, storing them off and their karma descends.
Denise, our time is about up, and I'd like to say that as you were speaking, I was going to say, well, are you going to write a children's book? And it sounds like you have.
Yes, so I did.
And then the other one you talked about, did you say the title was Lemons and Pearls?
Lemonade and Pearls.
Lemonade. Oh, that sounds fun. Oh, how great.
Yeah.
Well, I so look forward to being able to see them. And I know that with our focus on children, praying for children and knowing that the wonderful children who are coming, this is so important that, that you've put together
helping them
with the cycles and the qualities on each cycle. That is so wonderful. So thank you very much, Denise. And I do hope that we can see them at some time. And I just wanted to mention that when you talked about feeling at home, how when you found the teachings, you felt at home and at the Heart Center, you felt that is so sweet. And that's how I also feel, that we've come home. We found our spiritual family. And so God bless you. God bless you. So happy that you're there in New York and working with Wallace and all of our wonderful Heart friends, Linnell and everyone in New York. So thank you, Denise.
Yes.
I bow to the Buddha within you.
Thank you. Same here. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.